The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation. Foundation. Foundation.
The Foundation of Hearts Grant is brought to you by Alive, Bahamas Welding and Fire, Burger King, The Cleveland Clinic, Commonwealth Bank, Click, Popeyes, Prince Masters, and Ron's Electric Motors.
Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.
Ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful, absolutely gorgeous Tuesday afternoon out here in the city of Nassau, or wherever you are right now listening in, July 22nd, 2025. Got to be able to remind you guys of a few things. I wasn't in yesterday, a couple of people calling me, Howard, what happened? Yes. I don't know whether you were concerned or you just like people business, but I appreciate it in any event, right? In any event, I do appreciate it, right? Kalik wants to remind you guys to pop the top of Kalik is back, is bigger than ever. And they want you to be able to know that they're the bear of the Bahamas and they're giving away $200,000 in cash and prizes. They want you to be able to purchase your favorite Kalik bear. And look up at the cap, you can be a winner. Free Kalik bear, free merch, and cold hard cash can all be yours just for drinking Kalik bear. Kalik wants to remind you to drink responsibly, boy. Also, the Ministry of Tourism, Investment, and Aviation vote now in the Caribbean Journal's third annual Bahamas Travel and Sustainability Award at Caribbean Journal's official website and ballot link, right? They want you to be able to support the best of the Bahamas before September 2nd. I also told you that I wasn't in yesterday. I told you about this little detox thing that I'm doing, right? Dr. What's his name? Yashing? I don't know. He celery, apple, parsley, the whole thing, right? The thing, breakout hives on my skin. Oh my God, you wouldn't believe. This is crazy. But the detox is important. And if you're on a sort of a path for detox and you're looking for sort of an avenue to be able to get yourself cleansed from the inside out, to feel refreshed, revived, restored, I always say to you, you can be able to start that off, not necessarily as harsh as I did. I think I did it. I took it too hard, right? But you can definitely start that off with Coco Plum Wellness. Coco Plum Wellness Bahamas, she can be able to take good care of you. Dr. Teresa Adley Smith, she could be more than happy to accommodate you in those particular areas with a hydrocolonic. I guess one of these days we'll have a real conversation about what has happened for me since the 1st of July. Today's the 22nd, so I've been doing this for 21 days strong. I don't know whether or not you could see the inflections of my voice going down and down as my energy continues to be able to deplete, but I'm here and I'm grateful to be able to do that. But if you want to be able to do more and find out more about that, you can be able to give her a call, 445-8111, 445-8111, or hit her up. She's in the One West Plaza now. You can be able to hit her up at www.cocoplumwellnessbahamas.com, right? Let's pick up the Guardian newspaper. All the information's in there. Voter registration work ongoing to clean up voters' registry. And this is what Monroe says. Long Island hit with a load shed. You can be able to see that new bill will establish a National Junk Canoe Authority. I guess we're going to have some conversations about the JCNP and that kind of authoritative This We Things concept that they had for a while. BMA denies claims that Russian ship stripped of Bahama flag. And so all the information's in there, guys. You want to pick up the Guardian newspaper and find out more information about that if you're following these things. Well, some very good friends are in the studio with me and talking to me about what's going on all over at the Royal Beach Club. They're going to be doing a great deal of things. They got some jobs lined up for a lot of persons out there. Ladies and gentlemen, introduce yourself. Let persons know exactly who you are.
Thank you so much for welcoming us, Howard. My name is Jillian Gray. I'm head of corporate communications at Royal Caribbean Bahamas.
And my name is Paul Moxie Jr., and I'm senior recruiter for private destinations for Royal Caribbean.
My name is Nassan Bain. I'm the recruiting coordinator for talent acquisition.
Amazing.
How do you pronounce your name?
Nassan.
Oh, Nassan.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so you rightly spoke. So we're here to talk about all of the exciting things that's happening at Royal Beach Club Paradise Island. We are ramping up. We are going to be open December 2025. We're very excited about it. This is a groundbreaking, world-class destination really designed to display the vibrant spirit and culture of our country. So we're excited to start to get some of our team members in. So you would have seen that we would have hired a lot of our directors already, but we are now hiring our managers, and then we'll go on and continually hire our team members. So that's what we're basically here to talk about. We're here to talk about how people who are interested in joining the all that we have going on. So I'll turn it over to our senior recruiter, Paul, who's going to tell you a little bit more about that.
Yes, so our team has been traveling all across the country, visiting various islands such as Long Island, Grand Bahama, Exuma, leaving no stone unturned, searching for local talent that we could bring on for Royal Beach Club Paradise Island. So as Jillian would have mentioned, we're currently in our wave two, where we're targeting senior managers, which is critical in bringing on that Bahamian talent that we're currently looking for. So we're looking for roles such as technical manager, island experience manager, island operations manager, lifeguard manager is a big one, as well as safety and security manager, to name a few. Apart from that, you know, we have a pretty active calendar coming up. So we do have a swim test coming up this Saturday at 9:30 a.m. at the Bailey Caddy Canning Complex. So for those of you who are interested in lifeguards, senior lifeguards, definitely come out. We would need you to do a 300-meter swim. You would have to dive to the bottom of the pool to pick up a 10-pound brick, and then you'd have to tread water with both hands in the air for 2 minutes. So if you could do that, we definitely welcome you on the team, and we'd be happy to see you this island.
And this is the type of talent that you were looking for throughout the islands?
Absolutely, for lifeguards specifically, but we're looking for talent in various different areas.
Yeah. Talk to me about those various areas. You were heavy emphasis on the lifeguards, but what else are you looking for?
Yes. So we're looking for a lot of specialized roles as well, such as carpenters, plumbers, electricians. We're really looking for a wastewater treatment plant and reverse osmosis.
And these are managerial mechanic positions at this point?
Well, the previous ones that I listed, such as technical manager, safety and security manager, those would be the managerial ones, but these are the more specialized positions under technical.
And how much slots are you looking for to fill?
So we're looking to fill north of, and over half of those would go towards, the mid-level, line-level staff.
Yeah. And I want to jump in here because you, Paul, would have talked about lifeguard, and then you came back with the question. I always like to let people know that it is a vast array of positions that we have available. So we have those technical areas, technical administrator, technical manager, and IT specialist, lifeguard. Those are really, you need specialized skills to do all of those things. We also have various different things like food and safety manager, guest services attendant, facilities maintenance lead, island operations specialist. And so wherever you can find a fit, where your skills can actually plug in, I would encourage all Bahamians to really come out on Saturday if you are looking for a lifeguard position, or plug into our website, which is royalbeachclub@paradiseisland.com/career, so that you can see where your specialized skills can fit in. If you want to send us your resume. Personally, you know, some Bahamians, they like to talk to a person. They don't like to fill out forms. You can email us at pdrecruitment@rccl.com. We also have a partnership coming up. So we do a lot of partnerships with various different groups. So Paul would have given you exactly what the lifeguard manager and lifeguards would have to do. And some Bahamians thinking, I can't even swim. How I can, you know, dive to the bottom of the pool to pick up a 10 pound. And so I have my daughter in swimming right now. So I immediately approached the coach and I said, listen, I am looking for some lifeguards. Do you have anybody? And when I explained to her exactly what they had to do, she was like, that's nothing for our swimmers to do. Like, I won't even tell you who the club is. Touchy when you start talking names and stuff like that. Whether you go to soccer, whether you go to QC, you know, there's some things that we don't really talk about. That's like how Junkanoo in politics is. But wherever your specialized skills are, either plug into our website or send us an email, or if we do business with any of your, whether it's your club or anything like that, come out and see exactly what we have going on.
And I do want to add as well, for those of you who aren't able to attend our swim test this Saturday, feel free to send us a video. You can do that same swim test on your own. So 300 meter swim, dive to the bottom of the
pool. Hold on now. AI can do this for me, okay?
Yeah.
AI can do this for me.
You have to be able to show it in person at some point. So let's hope you don't use AI.
When you lie on your resume and you get the job.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, the good thing is we have a paid training immediately after that. So if AI did your test for you, we will find out.
Okay.
Right. All right. Yeah, right. So there is a paid training after the swim test. It's on the 27th, the 28th, the 29th, and the 30th. Those 4 days following the swim test on Saturday, all of those persons who would have been successful would be invited back to the swim training.
Okay. That's excellent, man. I want to be able to commend you guys for being able to do this. So you say north of 200, and the website again is Royal Beach Club at Paradise Island
.com/career.
.com.
I know that is a mouthful. I will definitely send
but
it
I
to
I should
you.
Be able to find it.
Yeah,
Royal
yeah.
Beach Club. At Paradise Island.
Mm-hmm.
And then the options will come there and I can be able to click on that.
Yep, yep.
Okay, guys. So if you're out there and you're being able to look for something to do, if you're fresh out of school, if you have skills to pay the bills as it relates to being able to swim or any of these other areas, you want to be able to find out more information about that, you can go to the website and find out more about these particular things. You say this Saturday is going to be the swimming for the swimming element to be able to find you and prepare yourself for that. But you guys are going to be open up on December 2025. So you don't have a specific date, but you say in December.
I believe our first revenue sailing is the 27th. I don't want to give the exact date.
So
but
sort of
is,
the last week.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So okay.
The end
so
of
this is going to be exciting. I'm for you guys to be able to do these things. I'm glad to see that you're booking it out like this. I'm glad to see that persons. What is the participation? A lot of persons kind of calling in to find out more information and whatnot.
Yes, and people have been flying in as well. So we're pretty excited about that.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we're flying to them in the Family Islands. And sometimes when they hear we're having these swim tests and things, they fly to us because they want to be a part of it. We are still, people often ask, we are still hiring for Coco Key. So if you are interested in being on the island, one of the greatest things is while you are getting paid, you are also getting fed, you're getting housed. A lot of young people like to take advantage of that. And some young people, particularly from the Family Islands, who may not want to come to New Providence, they opt to instead go to Coco Key because you get that tight-knit community, that tight-knit family there at Coco Key and still able to make your money. And then you go back to your community, you spend your money there, and then you come back on the island.
So you can save a couple of dollars as a young person.
Yes, I was alluding to that. But you hit the nail right on the head. Absolutely.
Yeah, no, they have to think about things like this.
Yes,
You're eating and you're living free. Save your money.
9 months of the year.
Nine months?
Yes.
Yep. Seriously?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. They do a 3 month on and 1 month off rotation. So, you know, they go there for 3 months on, they relocate for 1 month. You know, they come home and then they go back for the next 3 months. So
yep, correct.
In all, it's 9 months of the year.
I know Bahamians love to talk to you in person, so I want Paul to talk a little bit about the career and college fair that's coming up. So I talked about Tourism, Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture. This one is in collaboration with the Department of Labor. They're having a career and college fair this coming Saturday.
Yes, and it'll be in partnership at the Golden Isle constituency, and it'll be based at the Remnant Tabernacle of Praise Church on Carmichael Road.
In Golden Isle constituency?
Yes.
Tabernacle of Praise?
Yes.
Carmichael. I do not know where that is.
So do you know where, how do I, where the detention center corner is?
Yes.
It is, if you are traveling...
West
on Carmichael Road, and you pass the detention center corner on your left-hand side, it would be two doors down from that.
I know exactly where it is.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Guys, I did that for everyone.
Thank you so much.
I did not. So you can be able to go down there and get yourselves prepared. I like to see this. And if you're in this kind of a space and you're looking for a new transition in your life, and you're looking for something to be able to do, I want you to be able to get yourself prepared. I don't know whether or not you... But yeah, boy, I used to swim good when I was young. You know.
No, don't go down there
and drown.
No. Well, they can get plugged into anything else. We have pool, MEP, refrigeration technician, restaurant attendant operations. We have security deputy. We have technical manager, warehouse manager, water sanitation.
These are all familiar.
Yes.
Out of the hotel.
Yeah. So we have all of those things. So people...
So this is your engineering department.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So and then we have our offices.
Yeah.
Executive office administrator. So all of those, if you're in the hotel industry or if you are in another industry, they also are going to need, we need nurses not just on Coco Key, but we also need nurses at the beach club and on our ships.
Okay. Is there a number that persons could call or you want them to be able to kind of confine this to the... To the website, just to be able to do that.
So the website and the email are the best ways to get in contact with us. That's pdrecruitment@rccl.com. And then, again, the website is royalbeachclub@paradiseisland.com/career. We also are on LinkedIn. So if you go on LinkedIn, you click on Royal Caribbean's page, all of the positions are going to be listed there. That's how a lot of people have found us in the past. We advertise in the Nassau Guardian newspaper. Yes. So yes. you'll see our advertisements in there. You can scan them. Will show up and you'll be able to type that in. We have had our links also on Guardian Radio's Facebook page. So there are ways. If you couldn't write that down, if you're driving, definitely click on one of those options.
We also have 242 jobs as well as job seekers on the Department of Labor's site as well. So they can.
So you saturate the market. You just want to let persons know that these are.
We are all over.
Great opportunities for Bahamians if they really want to be able to access these things to move forward to.
Absolutely.
And this is wonderful stuff. I want to commend you again, like I said. I think you're doing a wonderful thing. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're out there, you want to find out more information about this, we want you to be able to do that. Royal Beach Club at paradiseisland.com/careers. You can be able to get that and find out more information about those particular things. I want to thank all of you for being able to be here. Anything else you want to put on the table before we get out of here?
Well, just that we are excited to welcome all new team members. And if you're not looking for a new career shift or a new career role, stay tuned. We have a lot more coming up in the latter half of this year when we do our equity raise. We want Bahamians to invest in the project so that they can get something as well. So a lot of times we have where you have investments come to the Bahamas, but Bahamians aren't really, they don't feel a part of it. So this is a way for whether you want to be a team member, whether you want to be an investor, or whether you just want to come to the beach club, because Bahamians can come to the beach club. I need to dispel that myth a little bit because people are still putting out there, oh, Bahamians are not. No. So we have more than 25 companies that we're working with for various different RFPs that we've sent out. We want to get the Bahamian investors involved. We want to get the team members. And so stay tuned. Whether you want your child or godchild or niece or nephew to be a part of one of our teams, give us a link, or whether you want to invest, stay tuned to what it is that we have coming up.
I want to thank you also very kindly for being able to be with us today and talk to us about everything that Royal Beach Club is being able to do and expanding. We look forward to December of this year and being able to kick it off. I'd love to be able to come down there and see all the festivities.
Oh, yes, absolutely. So I will put you on the list.
Yes, but please put me. Listen, when you say me, it ain't only me. I got a bunch of churn.
So
all us on the list.
In December, I'm going to give you the date offline. I don't want everybody to get it.
Okay, good.
Okay?
No problem.
We are going to have a Bahamas Day because we want Bahamians. And this Bahamas Day is going to be free of charge. And that's why I say I got to put you on. You can tell me the names, right?
Okay.
So we're going to have that Bahamas Day. And then after that is when we're going to have the general public, if you would like to come, you can come on over. So I'll let you know.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's the Royal Beach Club telling us all about these great opportunities. Get yourself prepared for these particular things. Find out more information. Like we said, Royal Beach Club at paradiseisland.com/careers. All right. All right. So quick commercial break. We're going to get right back after this.
The foundation. Foundation. Foundation.
The Foundation. Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation.
The Foundation. At Cleveland Clinic, care is everything. So when your primary purpose is to care for the world, you'd start with your community until you're accessible anywhere. You make complexities your specialties and put compassion before anything else. All to redefine what's possible for everyone, everywhere, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic.
When it comes to burgers and flavor, you already know he's the king. And he's the king of crunch, the master of flavor. And he's going to set your taste buds on fire. I'm talking about the new King Crunch sandwiches at Burger King Nassau. No cap on this one. Crispy fried onions, pepper jack cheese, and a bold chipotle sauce. Can't forget about the fixings that cover that crispy chicken patty. And if you love your beef patties, two flame grilled beef patties on BK's new King Crunch sandwiches. They're bigger, they're better, and bolder than the other guys. But hurry, they're only at Burger King Nassau for a limited time. So try one today.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing service, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
As a local Bahamian bank, we believe that Bahamian businesses are the backbone of our society. At Fidelity, we proudly fuel the dreams of our local entrepreneurs looking to expand. Ready to grow your business? Apply for a Fidelity commercial loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps, all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected, live your life. It's good to be alive.
Always on the go? Missed a show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. Foundation. Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Please forgive me, por favor. Please forgive me. Oh, man, I felt like mess yesterday. I am telling you. I was dehydrated like nobody's business. Oh, my God. I don't know. I must drink, must eat, but 7 Gatorade, trying to be able to hydrate myself. I say, if this don't work, I got to go take drips. I was out of there. I don't know. I mean, I'm grateful that I'm, you know, I feel a little bit better, right? Trying to be able to catch myself. I don't know. You know, I think I just do a little things a little bit extreme, right? I did this toxic thing, right? I started off 7 days water fast, right? Just a water fast. And the water fast was cool. The water fast was cool. And 7 days, I said, okay, no problem. I can be able to do this. I knocked it out. Right? I said, okay, cool. And then I started this kind of seven celeries, handful of parsley, a pinch of cilantro, apple, cucumbers, and kind of mixed that up for a couple of days, right? Okay, no problem. I did it for like 3 days. I had no problem, right? And it's like the other, you know, four or five days after, man, this thing started breaking out like hives in my skin. I said, what's going on here? I don't understand. And I think it's the cayenne. I think it's the cayenne, because I had like cayenne and I had this kind of a weird relationship. But I think it's the cayenne that it did it to me. And I say, let me put that down. But then I went back to the water, right? Oh, man. Oh, anyway, talk about depletion. I feel exhausted and just trying to be able to cleanse myself out. I don't know. You remember we started to have this kind of a conversation about parasites and this sort of an idea of being able to rid yourself of these things and just kind of prepare for something different. This is what my thinking was. And oh, my God. Oh, my God. Well, I'm glad to know that we are out of that particular storm and trying to be able to catch ourselves and move forward. So I'm back, guys. I know you want to be able to have a good conversation and talk with me about all the stuff that's been going on over the weekend. I know you want to have a conversation about what's happening in the Free National Movement. And as though my phone rang must have been 7,000 times. I saw it. I promise you. I saw it. I couldn't answer that. You didn't want to hear me. I can't even talk to you. My mouth dry. I couldn't. So I didn't have sort of the energy to be able to kind of indulge in the conversation that I know that you wanted. And so please forgive me for that. But we're back. We're here. And I'd like to be able to talk to you about what's the happenings around town as it relates to these particular things. It seemed as though that there's more turmoil boiling and spilling out of the Free National Movement. I watched Clint Watson last night. He had Miss Seymour from the Bamboo Association being able to speak more specifically about why, you know, these things shouldn't happen, right? And then he also had on Richard Johnson, right? And so just listening to those particular things is a lot. It's too much. I don't know what to make of the Free National Movement at this particular time. There was this sort of quiet, you know, expectation that as a result of being able to shift menace, now, you know, you leave the place open to be able to build again. But it seems like it's more demolition as opposed to being able to be built. It's peculiar. I just don't understand what I'm looking at. You know what I mean? Like, it's a smorgasbord of tribulation. And I don't know when we're going to find that end of the yarn to undo this kind of, this, I don't know what this is. This is too much. And as you look at this, there could be no expectation that this is an organization that a person should look at and say, I think these are the organization I won't go with. I'm talking about staunch, stone cold F&Ms. I think they were talking to one gentleman by the name of Mr. Ferguson. I think that's Mr. Ferguson in Bamboo Town. Says that he's not going to support the Free National Movement as a result of the internal fighting that's happening in the organization. Now, this man seen nothing but internal fighting. He saw nothing but internal fighting. He saw, if he was around from the inception of the organization, he saw the organization was birthed in fighting. And so to take on this kind of a position now and indicate that you don't want anything to do with it as a result of the incursion at this very moment is peculiar to me. Or has the fighting and the infighting gotten to such mammoth proportions that you have made a determination that you don't want anything to do with the organization anymore? these are just some questions. I just want to rest it right here and just gently put it before you. You had issues with Cassius in Eleuthera. You had issues with the pushback in North Abaco. It wasn't much discourse about that, but you did have pushback in North Abaco. You had issues with this kind of a position in Central Grand Bahama, all right? In terms of persons who would have come to the forefront, you had South Beach come to the forefront and indicate that the indifference. You're hearing rumbles as it relates to what's going to be able to happen out of Kalani and Southern Shores. This is too much. Howard's there to F&M business. Excuse me. You need to stay out of national business, because if you can't fix your business, then maybe, you know, you're not prepared to fix the country's business that we're dealing with. I'm just looking at this. And I'm disappointed, man. I'm disappointed. Because it's too much of us in here who's smart. It's too much. We are too smart. It's too much of us in here. For all of us, we can't find a resolution. It's too much of us to sit here and look in each other's face and row and don't come to a resolution. 323-623-2323-254-316-325-4259. Anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, Howard.
What's happening?
I heard you talking about how you was feeling yesterday, but I also heard you talking about you drink about a million Gatorade.
Boy, I drink so much of these things, Jesus.
But guess what? You adding to the problem. Them Gatorade's full of sodium and sugar.
I thought I was stretching for the electrolytes. I need some of them, eh?
No, man. Drink the vitamin water. Those Gatorades.
The vitamin water. All right.
Those Gatorades full of sodium. You need to check your blood pressure now after drinking all those Gatorades. Gatorades for people who can wake them off, like people who exercise or play a lot of basketball or who run a lot, to sweat that out.
The vitamin water.
Yeah, but those Gatorades have a lot of sodium, my friend. So
I can go check it out.
Consuming all those Gatorades, buddy. You don't know if your blood pressure even went sky high. That's probably
270 milligrams of vitamin sodium right now. My
yeah.
God. Yeah, you ain't lying. I can go check it out.
Hey, kill us, man. Check your blood pressure.
I appreciate you, my brother. Thank you so much.
All right, have a good one.
Thank you, man. Telephone caller on the line. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, it's Adrian White, MP, calling into Howard Grant Show. I have to get on a meeting at 1 o'clock. I don't know if you guys...
Hi, Adrian White. How you doing, sir?
Very good, thanks. Yourself?
All is well, my brother. Everything's fantastic, man. What's happening with you?
Hey, everything's great, Howard. Good, man.
It's good to hear from you.
Talking about this health kick you're on. And you know, we got the new equipment down at the Sapphire Sunset Park. You and I can probably join together and work on our shape, you know?
Once.
Get better for the future.
So we're gonna shoot to get a. All right.
Yeah.
What's happening with you? You could talk with me at 1 o'clock. You can stay on for 2 minutes.
I got to get on a meeting at 1 o'clock.
All right. Well, tell me what's happening with the Free National Movement.
Well, the Free National Movement is on the right track. We've always known since there was a challenge at convention for leadership that there were persons supporting a majority for Pintard and persons fewer supporting Minnis. The outcome of that is, as we've seen, unfold. Minnis is not getting ratified for a seat that's been publicized, but there are persons that are still loyal and supportive of him that can't take the decision of the majority, as happens in both political parties. But the FNM is stronger than ever, and we're going to go into the next election as a strong force, a viable option for the people.
I feel like those sentiments are correct when it comes out of St. Anne's. But when we look at various constituencies, more specifically, if we take Bamboo Town, if we take South Beach, they don't carry the same sentiment, not necessarily from leadership, but definitely from the council in those particular constituencies. Is there something that a disconnect there somewhere?
There's not a disconnect. There's just people with different opinions. And those seats that you've just identified, the people that have gotten all the press coverage, those are individuals that have been loyal to Minnis, that have been part of what may have otherwise been described as Richard Johnson's round table. Another person that could come down and exercise with us at the Sapphire Sunset Ridge Park. But nothing has changed from basically the first few months after the election when we changed leadership in the party. The FNM as an entity has been on the path to a new direction with Michael Pintard as leader.
When is this supposed to smooth
out? Some persons that have taken the party to court. Some persons took the Women's Association to court. It's no big deal. The FNM executive has handled it, and every decision that's being made is to secure a majority and to secure a better future for all Bahamians.
When is this supposed to smooth out? We're looking at this. We are observing it.
You won't see it smooth out if you keep listening to the individuals making noise. So one bad apple can ruin the bunch. You're going to sit there leaving that bad apple in the bunch? No. You remove it. You stop listening to it. Everybody has a responsibility in this process. Government and national leadership is not game. And we need to recognize what we have right now in the current administration is not acceptable. It's not acceptable, and the viable option is the FNM. And we stand on our track record, and we stand on our future leaders' shoulders.
I'd like you to be able to come sit with me.
I'll be happy to.
What you doing next week?
Coming on your show and Parliament, this new biometric electronic voters card bill and regulations in the House of Assembly.
All right. I can call you after the show. Let's see if we can book something. I'd love you to sit with me next week, God spare, so we can really have a conversation about what's happening and what our expectations could be from the Free National Movement going forward.
Great. Okay.
I appreciate you, man. Thank you so very kindly.
All right.
Okay,
thank
my brother.
You.
All right. I like this kind of conversation. Yeah. I think everyone has a responsibility of being able to defend the honor of their political organization and association, and be able to at least project an idea of what our expectations can be from them. But I just want to be able to push past the malarkey and get to the reality. I think we are in the state. We're looking at the newspaper today, and the newspaper starts to be able to speak to us about voter registration drive begins, and how the parliamentary registration department and the regime in that kind of a space are doing some cleaning up of the voters' block and being able to identify who's passed away, who's still with us, so forth and so on. And as we do that, this is gearing up for the next general election. This is just what it is. Persons are now in the mode of making a decision. That's just what it is. And if we are in the thick of making a decision, if we are nestled right in the middle of that, and we look around, we're looking at organization and forward movement and commitment and revitalization and an opportunity to be able to move forward. And that is the appearance of the PLP. And then we're looking at the Free National Movement, where there's indifference and there is this sort of an idea of persons yelling at you that says they're backbiting, they didn't say this to us. And so, hey, listen, this is not Howard. I'm not saying this about you. This is what we're reporting on the news. This is what spills out of your console. And so I'd like to be able to have a conversation of clarity to know whether or not, as Adrian says, it'll not smooth out unless you stop listening. Yeah, but faith cometh by hearing. Oh, my God. I just want to be, faith cometh by hearing. And we can't hear nothing but movement. You want me to stop listening to it, then I stop listening to you entirely. And you can't even influence me at that particular point. But if I'm listening to you for a sound to move me forward to see that, I think they got it, I'm not hearing that. See, fight me. But I'm going to see if I can set up with him and have a good conversation with him next week, right? See if I can get a couple of my PLP fellas out here and sit with me also, to be able to talk about those things and talk about what the government's doing in terms of moving forward to make some things like that happen. Do I have time for one more telephone call? No, I don't. All right. So let me take a quick commercial break, guys, get to the news, and be right back after this.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation. Foundation. The foundation. The foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant, your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon out there. If you're celebrating a birthday, happy birthday to you. My sister-in-law is celebrating her birthday tomorrow, God spare her life, Miss Percenti Williams. She's going to be celebrating her birthday tomorrow. So I just pray that the Father continues to be able to watch over her, blesses her, keeps her, and pours into her with his grace and his mercy. So if you're celebrating your birthday, guys, I want to say happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. I still have this thing that I want to do. I haven't kind of thrown off the table as yet. I made some inroads to doing some stuff. I got some commitments. But I want to go down to South Carolina and do a couple concepts. We talked about this. We talked about this kind of an idea of being able to go down there with Ambassador Devin Roll, who's going to be doing a like sort of a three-day Kingdom teaching series. And I'd like to catch a piece of that. But I have kind of connected with some persons who've done some things. And I'm hoping that we could be able to make some significant strides. I would have been even further if I had not depleted my energy so significantly. But I have made the significant contacts. And we're going to see whether or not we can be able to do this thing, if it makes sense. But if you want to find out more information about Howard, what you're talking about, going down to South Carolina and so forth, hit me up, 827-0111. I don't have my phones. It's got to be in the truck or something. So 827-0111, 827-0111. PYL chairman may challenge incumbent Cornish for North Abaco nomination. Chairman of the Progressive Liberal Youth, Progressive Young Liberals, Bryant Lowe is seeking Progressive Liberal Party's nomination for the North Abaco constituency, potentially challenging incumbent Member of Parliament Kirk Cornish according to multiple sources. Mr. Lowe, a 25-year-old businessman with family ties to Green Turtle King Abaco, confirmed to the Tribune yesterday that he is pursuing a nomination through, though he declined to disclose which constituency. Okay, so let's just be clear about some stuff. Y'all don't like to have these conversations, but hey, you know, what the hell, let's do it. That would not be a good idea. That would not be a good idea. That would not be the best idea. Yeah. 25-year-old young man, handsome-looking guy. I'm sure that the community knows him well. You are setting Kai up for victory. That's just all this is. Just this inevitable victory for Kai. That's all this is. If you put anyone new in the race, this is Kai and Boodle at this particular juncture. Even with Cornish sitting here, Cornish will get the default vote. But if you put anyone new in this space, you have to go and get touch the people. You got to reach them. You got to campaign up and down. You got to identify those things. Kai been doing this for 3 years. You are setting Kai up for an inevitable victory. Yeah, let Kirk Cornish go out there and talk. Let him talk. Let him talk himself tired about how, yeah, man, you see that yeah, man, that trial really do me bad. I am. But I promise I can do this in the... Yeah. Put him in a position that he could be able to explain himself away for what has happened or didn't happen or the accusations, allegations that has been levied against him. Let him talk to his people. Let him talk. I didn't feel like this a couple months ago. But as I look at this, you don't have the time to kind of figure out what you're going to do. Leave Kirk right there. Let him talk. Kai going ahead. He coming for your votes. If Kai comes out the gate with 750 votes, Kirk win. It's only between Kirk and Kai. I don't see this Boodle girl going nowhere. Hubert Ingram is going to be tired walking up and down North Abaco. I know you're telling me, stay out of North Abaco business. All right, praise God. But you can be tired walking from Crown Haven. Or you can be tired trying to talk for this Boodle young lady. We got to be able to recognize that the politics of yesteryear can't be the politics of tomorrow. There's a traditional approach to being able to do these things, but sometimes you just don't have the zest. You don't have the zeal. The strength to do this. And if you can't stand on your own, maybe you're not supposed to be here. And that's just sort of the position that we've taken for a while as it relates to what our expectations can be out of Dwayne Sands. I know y'all sick and tired of me talk, but this is what it is, man. What you want me to say? What you want me to say? What you want me to say? Honestly, we all of us looking at this train wreck disaster of leadership coming out of the Free National Movement, more specifically from the CEO of the organization. All of us are looking at this. No one saying nothing about it. Oh, how would you? I don't understand. And as I look at this, I just try to make a determination. Kai will win. And if Kai doesn't win, you keep everything the same. Let Kirk Cornish talk his guts out to try to be able to find himself in a position of victory. Let him apologize to the people. Let him explain himself away and simultaneously campaign. Let him make the promises that he needs to be able to make in North Abaco. And then find himself back in this particular position. Bam. once he doesn't say anything silly and stupid, like I am the prime minister of North Abaco, if he finds some political decorum, he has to do. Let him stay there. Let him stay right there and do what he has to do. I guarantee you, bang. If Kai don't get it, Kirk can get it. I'm looking at this, and I'm trying to figure out all this conversation we've been having, and we still haven't found a constituency for Dr. Dwayne Zanz. And is this shifting of Heather Hunt from the position of being able to be in Freetown and then shifting her over to Bamboo Town, is that anything to do with the fact that now we want to be able to open up Freetown for either Shenandoah Cartwright or Dwayne Zanz? Does this have anything to do with that? Are you still scrambling to try to be able to find yourself in a nestled position, safe enough that you could possibly find victory? You cannot beat Wayne Monroe. You can't. Not in that constituency. You can't. I'm just looking at this, and the decisions that you seem to be making are ill-advised. I don't know who's saying this to you. And so as I look at the entire board, I try to make a determination as to whether or not your preparation is for the next election or the election after next. What are we doing? Are we just trying to secure ourselves in a position to say that, okay, I was able to retain this position and the entire party fall to naught, to crumble around you, and then after that, now we can be able to pick up the pieces and build from here? Because we have what the objective was, which is leadership. 323-623-2323-254-316-325-425-942-300-5720. Hit me at 422-4796. Call on the line. Go ahead. Next call. Call on the line. Go ahead. Hello? 323-6232-325-4316. 325-4259. Anywhere from the family of islands, I think we got to check out this line and see exactly what's what. Let me take this quick commercial break, guys. Going to be right back after this.
The foundation. The foundation.
The foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this.
The foundation. The foundation.
Pop the top with Collect. Check your cap by 700. 200,000 in cash and prizes with winners on different islands.
Collect.
Pop the top with Collect. Check your cap by 700. You could win free bears, take a sip and collect merchandise. Matter say, I pop mine out.
Check some Marie God.
I pop mine out.
Won't come and eat
with free bears.
I'll go and under.
Check your cap.
Bring your girl around Bahama.
Collect. Pop the top with Collect, check your cap at 700. You could win free bears, take a sip, and collect merchandise, matter says.
Drink responsibly, buddy.
Join the celebration for sizzling summer savings as BWF celebrates its 53rd anniversary with up to 50% off Monday, July 21st through Friday, July 25th, and blowout tent sales Saturday, July 26th, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beat the heat with amazing deals, red hot prices, plus cool savings. Don't miss your chance to save big this summer with BWF up to 50% off 53rd anniversary sale Monday, Friday, July 25th, and blowout tent sale Saturday, July 26th, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Save on appliances, hand and power tools, generators, compressors and water pumps, welding supplies, automotive hardware supplies, lawn and garden supplies, kitchen and outdoor supplies, cooking supplies, barbecue grills, household supplies, bedding and bath supplies, junk canoe and craft supplies, floral decor, and so much more. BWF, we are more than just our name. Number 13 Wilton Street, telephone 394-0004 or 6. Check us out on Facebook. We ship to the Family Islands.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation.
Foundation.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Let's try the phone lines again. 323-6232-325-4316. 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Or you can hit me up, 422-4796. Call on the line, go ahead.
Hey, say, Howard.
Everything good, man? What's happening?
I advise everybody with clear numbers today to call you because you look like you've been dreaming last night.
Why you say that?
So they could get you a number off you. Where you get this Craytonish idea from, man? Well, based on what?
I just tell you.
You telling me?
I just tell you.
Not them numbers Cornish. From the last election. Not them numbers. Not based on them numbers. You couldn't even get 50% of the people out to vote. Everyone was displaced.
Okay,
people getting home, you know.
Who?
Abaco people returning home.
To vote?
It's a different. A lot of them wasn't there the last election.
Okay, so
a lot of them was displaced.
Okay, so when they getting back home?
I'm saying to you is look at the numbers, man.
When they going back home?
They stay home now, Billin.
How?
They home now.
Okay.
They home now, Billin, and a lot of them.
You cannot vote in a district within 6 months. You have to be living there within 6 months of an election.
The last election was over 4 years ago. Going on 4 years.
Okay.
Those people have returned.
Those people have not returned.
That was a very low voter turnout. What I'm saying to you is, right, that election result was based on Cuban menace and people was not there. This is different.
So you believe that, okay, so what about when Renato Curry was able to win the victory in the by-election and the PLP was able to take that home? What about then? What about the fact that...
The by-election was a point when those people wanted Hubert Ingram to stay, you know. They wanted him to stay. So that could have gone either way. So people didn't show up to vote. People don't go to no by-election, man. People don't go to by-election. They give that to the governing body.
I feel like you're getting a lot of excuses out of you from
the
fact.
No, they don't go. That's historic. People don't show up to buy election to vote, man.
People show up for the people who are they committed to and they're committed to them.
People don't. The average person would go to change the election. Come, I go to election there. If you have, if my MP right now leaves the seat, I'm not going to no buy. Me personally, I'm not going to the buy election because representation in this country don't mean a thing. To be honest with you, I'm not going to a buy election. That's what happened in Bimini. Nobody's going to a buy election.
Okay, so tell me, what are your thoughts about North Abaco? You think Kirk Cornish should step down?
We need quality representation. You know, he had a point in time saying you could say the same thing about Long Island, you know, and Satan Seas. Yeah, he should have stepped down in my personal opinion. You know, but I feel that particular seat is up for grabs. That's my it's up
North
for
Abaco.
Grabs. North Abaco is up for grabs.
Yeah, but I disagree with you. I saying that I believe that I believe that Kai Mills is in shooting range.
I don't think he is in shooting range. I think I assess situation and my assessment based on him. I think the people on the ground really don't. It's the man. He hurts himself. Now he's the advocate for the community, but also he comes across as a bit disrespectful too. So we will see. But also, and you called Wayne Monroe. Man, listen. You can get a shock election there, yeah?
Wayne Monroe versus Dwayne Sands, hypothetically, because Heather Hunt is not there.
Forget Wayne Monroe voices anybody. Wayne Monroe voices himself. That's how this thing going now.
Thank you.
Voices himself.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate all right, your telephone call, right? Son of a, I'm not going to get into your, these technical aspects of what you're trying to get into. You need to stop, right? Guys, give me a call. Let's talk about these particular things. 323-622-32-325-4316. 325-4259, anywhere for the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Now, if I look at this and I look at the layout and I make a determination as best being able to see the far and wide to make this kind of a determination, I feel like I carry a lot of the sentiments that some of the FNMs have who are nestled in these constituency associations. Hey, what's going on with the FNM? Why aren't they making a decisive decision? Have they committed to these things? It seems as though the commitment is afar off. What we heard Ms. Monique Seymour say last night, if you watch the rundown with with Clint Watson, as she's sitting in the chair and with this level of pride, right, start to be able to talk about the voters in the constituency, the commitment that she's made in these particular areas, why she will not walk with anybody else. Heather Hunt has done good in these areas, but we won't be able to do anything. As I listen to this, this sounds like it's a greater issue, man. I mean, come on. I don't understand this. You understand? Even when I was vying for a position for the Free National Movement, didn't get the position, I supported somebody else. What's the big deal? We are FNMs or we're not, right? Even when a time before that, my mother had, two times before that, my mother had put her name forward for some things. They supported the organization. There was never a point in the organization where if you didn't get your way, there was this kind of a, well, we can raise holy hell and pull everything down. What is happening? And I don't know whether or not this is some, if Adrian White just called, alluded to this sort of an idea that your relentless support for Dr. Minnis has placed you in this position where either my way or the highway. I just don't understand this. This is going to lead to the eternal demise politically, at least for this season, for the Free National Movement, because it's time to make a decision. It's time to make a decision. I think the PLP is making hell of decisions, right? As it relates to being able to knock down this building yesterday, we heard the former cabinet minister being able to take on this kind of position. I'm sorry, former cabinet minister. We heard the current deputy prime minister. Government demolishes the 13th property downtown. Davis administration was yesterday said to have completed the 13th downtown Nassau property demolition in 2 years by leveling a levy building and its drive to revive the city and as a commercial hub. This is extremely impressive for being able to do these particular things. There must be a great deal of things on the table as it relates to what needs to be done by the PLP. But all I see, and I said this, Garth and I had great conversations about the fact that these are low-hanging fruit. If the PLP would identify these particular things, plug them off, and deal with those low-hanging fruit, then we could be able to see some things happen. Then we could be able to see the shift happen, right? There are some people that haven't been taken care of in the organization. I don't know what your sentiments are about that. I don't know how you feel about, they get to be taken care of. Listen, if you don't play internal politics, don't get in this. You don't even understand what's going on. This ain't your business. We know, those of us who understand politics, those of us who understand the commitments that are made internally in organizations, that the organization has committed that they would do a particular thing. And persons are waiting for that thing to be done. And as soon as that thing, whatever this thing is, as soon as that's done, transformation. Because people are now, okay, yes, you did what you did. This is the incentive, boom, 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 and move forward. The PLP is on the ground and they're on the move. They're on the move. You understand? And I think a lot of persons are sort of wrapped up in this idea of what the possibilities are and not looking at the work that's being done on the ground. There's a lot of things that's being done on the ground, right? And as you look at the PLP, you can see some work. Yeah, you may feel some indifference. You may have some emotion towards that. You know what I'm saying? But the truth is, you're looking at some stuff. And you look at the Free National Movement, you still have so much expectation. And this is a glass half empty scenario. Not necessarily that it's filling up, right? This in the glass half full is glass half empty as though it's depleting from this point forward. Let's take a next telephone call. Caller, go ahead.
Howard, how are you doing? Hopefully I don't get pushed out before after break, but let me start. Let me just first speak about what I heard on the news or something about this concept of downtown. I hear you mention it, downtown. Would we have a tourism product that is that's been stagnated? I know a lot of people will say we need to diversify from. I think we do need to diversify into other things, but we have yet to touch the economic possibilities of what hospitality and tourism bring. It disturbs me when we talk about what has to be done for downtown as if though the additional 2 million stopover visitors we need would be living exclusively downtown when the Bahamas itself is the tourism product. And I think it's very shallow of the minister and the tourism people to talk about this. We talk about this.
But the revitalization project has been going on from the former administration.
No, I know. No, but see, Howard, I'm about talking about what is and where we need to be. It's called a gap analysis. I understand. Okay? We are past that. Can you modify yesterday? We can't. However, we're in possession of today, and we can shape tomorrow. We know what the problem with tourism is. We talk about, and this is where the current gap analysis fails.
So what you're saying, that there should have been a stop review and cancel from one administration to another?
Again, these are political rhetoric. See, we bought into the statement. I'm a realist. Okay? I'm saying, let's look at what we have. We talk about this lack of rooms, right? Yet one-third of the rooms are empty. So it cannot be exclusively a lack of rooms. I'm saying we're repeating things that we're being told rather than looking at exactly what it is. And so we have an analysis from outside or the old island concerning the level of service and things to do. So, but if we keep repeating these singular things that we're being told rather than adding thought to the talk, we keep repeating the thing. I'm just wanted to touch on that aspect of this tourism. We need to elevate the conversation more so that we're moving into the political arena or era so that we can expect more from our leadership, which brings me to my second point. Mm-hmm. It's amazing when distractions such as Richard and other people, if you look at our country and look at our economy and look what Richard has to say and look what the other talking heads have to say, and believe that is what shapes our country, truly? The things they have to say, which would
but see, Alan, or see, Alan, it? See, Alan.
Yes.
See, Alan. What I don't understand is that this concept and idea of deflection is a peculiar thing to me.
Isn't that deflection? I'm bringing it to the center.
The concept and idea to identify something that is right before you as you dissect it, as you listen to it, as everyone who don't know what you know, to reject this man who on the television right now telling us about a current position. These people don't know his history. They're in a position to make a decision.
No, it's Howard. Let's be honest. Howard, anybody who knows Richard and the other talking heads,
but
know what they are.
But how much people do not know him?
Howard, please. Do not underestimate the intelligence of behemoths. We are not the behemoths of yesteryear, you know. We are now, for at least the last at least 14 years.
How much percentage of a young persons are going to be voting in the next general election?
60%.
60% of the young people in this country are going to be voting in the next general election. Let's say 180,000 people. 60% of that should be.
Oh, 220, Howard, you don't have to give numbers to me. I know what it is. No, Howard, hold on a second. Let's engage, right? Do you know what social listening is?
I'm only asking you a couple questions. I'm trying to get into this kind of rabbit hole.
Ask me a question, not a statement directing me.
What I'm asking you is this. You can't dismiss an entire grouping of people, potentially 60,
who do not know
this man. Don't know the relationship that you have with him. Don't know the indifference. Don't know his background. They only listening to him talk about something that all of us in this country can see.
Howard, if listen to me, Howard. There's a concept. I want you to Google this. You know, you do your research and everything. There's something called social listening. I'm going to send you, as soon as I hang up, and you could answer the people before the thing. I'll send you from one phone, 1,800,000 messages in the last 6 months that I've listened to. That's one phone, one out of dozens. Okay, that's what social listening is. Okay, it's the ability. It's what Google does. It's what Facebook or Meta and all of them does. Okay, yes, I am different, but I'm also, it gives me the ability to understand what is happening. This is something my wife and I do as part of our communications company. But what I'm simply saying to you is, do not overestimate. I can send you, not because I support Michael Pintard as leader, an unbiased positioning. Because unless you have that understanding of that unbiased positioning, your analysis or positioning or advice becomes moot. It becomes, I think, I believe, I heard, I was told, and I feel. I don't operate under those premises. I don't.
Okay.
Let me just finish this point then, okay? In the whole aspect, if you understand, you especially those in the media, understand the political narrative that got us where we are, just like Adrian White said, it is to the point where we are. And just like you mentioned, the potential of 225,000 voters, where you have in one constituency 5,000 plus voters, and then you say, oh, I have 17 votes or a small group of people of subsect, as if they will change the mindset of all those other different things. So the conversation going forward, it's about the influence and the messaging that has to be going out as to what's now, what's new, and what's next. And that is what we should be demanding, as opposed to allowing a very small subset, not even 1% of the population or 1% of that constituency, to allow to distract us. Question, why is this happening? And what is about us? What is about the Bahamas? We are a critical point in our development. Wow. And we have to have some decisions that's being made. And if we carry the narrative of these inconsequential opinions, because they have none of them
but,
is about development.
But who are you to make that determination that the opinions are inconsequential? It's only from your vantage point.
Because how are this?
I got to go. I got to be able to take this commercial break. I thank you so very kindly. Let me take this quick commercial break. Go ahead.
The foundation.
The foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this.
The foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
The NOLA box is back at Popeyes and bigger than ever. This year, Popeyes and Coca-Cola is teaming up to give one lucky winner
$5,000.
Purchase the NOLA box for just $13.95 from any Popeyes location and enter online for a chance to win cold hard cash. So satisfy your cravings and your wallet this summer with Popeyes. Rules and restrictions apply.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. I hate to do that to C. Allen. I enjoy having conversations with him and just being able to engage the way that we are. But I can't allow you, who has an opinion, to come on the radio and say your opinion and that somebody else's opinion is inconsequential, you know, and since not substantiated, so forth and so on. I can't. How can you diminish someone because of whatever internal? I don't understand. I don't understand. You know what I do? Because of this position that I sit in, I don't engage certain people. if I feel as though that their conversation is going to go, awry, I don't engage them. I don't give them a platform. Not on my platform. I don't give them the opportunity to be able to do that. If I feel like this conversation is going to take us away from whatever the objective is and trying to be fair and I don't bother with it. I don't call them and say, hey, listen, come sit with me. But that didn't happen. He's on the radio. So obviously everyone doesn't carry the same sentiment that you do about him. That's one. And if he's sitting here, there is some value that he's bringing to a national conversation. You see me saying, yes, he's right. Yes, he's from the background of these particular things. But who am I? How can you fight this fire with your fire? It doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't make sense to me. Then I can't use my platform for you to be able to perpetuate this sort of an idea and diminish an entire human being. I can't do that. It doesn't make sense to me. It's an exhausting venture. It doesn't make sense to me. I'll be doing the same thing that everyone else does and diving deeper into madness. Now, for the value that's being placed at the forefront, as we look at this, and we look at the surface and look at all these particular things, we'd recognize something. What Richard Johnson says, for better or for worse, someone absorbed that. The theatrics associated with it, with him pulling out the pressure pills or the crazy pills, I don't know what kind of pills he had, whatever these pills are, he said, leave these right here, and so forth and so on, Clint laughing, so forth. There is an audience that connects with that foolishness. And I suppose that this goes back to why politicians call this a game. You're going to have to learn how to play. You can't just stand there in the corner and say, everybody cheating. Y'all cheating. Y'all cheating. Y'all cheating. Come on, man. Come on. What the hell is y'all doing? What's going on? And that's what I feel like coming from the Free National Movement. Y'all cheating. Y'all cheating. Why y'all talking to him? Y'all stop that stupidness. Get in the game. Do what you got to do. Do your part. It doesn't matter if it's 8,000 Richards out there and whoever else is talking against the organization. Find someone with the strength, the articulation, the insight, and the ability to be able to sit on various platforms and speak up and on behalf of, but bring those things and make it authentic enough and impassioned enough that it doesn't sound scripted. Convince someone that this is why you should choose the Free National Movement, but you haven't done that. And I don't mean C. Allen as an individual. I mean none of them. Who has convinced you that the Free National Movement is? I'm not talking about those who are baptized in the thing, man. I'm talking about those who are on the verge of making a decision. Have you decided, based upon the information that came to the forefront, that this is the organization to go with? Huh? Or as a result of the rhythm that runs through your veins, and you live in Elizabeth, and you hear, Jobet, we love, Jobet, we love. This kind of rhythmic concept that hits your veins, you say, maybe this is the one. These are the elements that are used in the politics that we know. Not standing in the corner saying, but y'all cheating, y'all, but y'all shouldn't be doing that. Come on, man, I don't understand this. Let's go to the next telephone call. Call on the line, go ahead. Call on the line. Hello? Next call. Call on the line. Go ahead. 323-623-2325-4316. 325-4259. Anywhere from the family of violence, 242-300. 5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Caller, go ahead. Caller, go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, Howard. This is Natasha in Freeport. How are you?
Hey, everything good, Natasha. What's happening with you?
I'm great, thanks. Well, I told you so.
You told me so? Go ahead. Let everybody know what you told me.
Remember, about 2 years ago, I told you Michael Clifton Pinter, Dwayne Sands, and Shannon Dawn Cartwright would implode. And it's happening. Didn't I tell you?
Wow.
I told you they couldn't make it, and I told you they wouldn't make it.
You think that this is implosion?
Oh, they're blowing up the entire organization, Howard. Persons that have
been... Yeah, but Natasha, we see this before, man. People are comfortable.
No.
I thought you were going to give me this.
No, Howard, let me tell you what you've seen before. You've seen fighting. You've seen backbiting. You've seen all of that. You haven't seen any instance where you had a Hubert Ingram or a Hubert Minnis or a Cecil Wallace Whitfield literally tell people to get out and carry your A and never come back. Politics is addition. It's not subtraction. And every day there's a subtraction. When you tell a man of the caliber of a Renwood Wells, you may not have to, you don't have to like him. Politics is not about liking people. You don't have to like the candidate or the person or the person on your team. But if they bring something to the table and they have more than enough people willing to sign for them and stand and vouch for them, you should at least hear it out. You should not say, listen, I never was going to run you anyway. Carry your you-know-what. That's implosion. That's implosion. And, oh, for the member of parliament who was on your show earlier talking about the round table, tell him keep the round table name out of his mouth because he knows nothing about the round table. Thank you very much.
I appreciate the telephone call. Thank you so much for your call from Grandma Harbour, Natasha. Let me see if we can take a next telephone call. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Howard.
Hi.
Good afternoon. Howard. Hello?
I'm right here. Go ahead.
Man, Howard, I all respect to you. You're a very fair man. You're a fair man. You handled Sea Island correctly. Let me ask you a few questions. Was Richard Johnson the vice chairman of the FNM?
He was.
Or no?
He was. Okay. I think second vice president, something that I can't remember.
Okay. So he has all the right to be there and talk. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
T. Allen always trying to discredit people. I think he's the smartest fella in the room. Who let her? He said he owned a party, and now Lincoln being is leading the party. So. I'll be ashamed to even say he won a party and Lincoln being take the party where it needed to be. So that means he don't have no credibility. You know, he think he's too smart and he outsmart you himself. You know, Richard Johnson has all the right to talk with the FNM because Richard Johnson just came out of the FNM.
Wow.
You know, so Richard Johnson just like him, a hired gun.
Wow.
Right.
That's heavy what you're saying. I appreciate your telephone call, man. Guys, give me a call, 323-623-2325-4316-325-4259. Anywhere for the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. My gut was telling me that Renwood was going to have a difficult opportunity being able to get in there. My gut said that to me. Yeah, my gut said that to me. I think that I would see Michael Folks, right, if I'm going to be absolutely honest with you, come to the forefront the way that he did. But, you know, politics makes, you know how that goes. I did not think I would see him return in that kind of a space. I don't hear the sentiments that exist for him in Golden Isles, but I'll give it time to be able to bubble and come to the forefront and say to me, hey, Howard, boom, 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 right? But I'm just looking at this, man. I'm looking at this. I'm looking at these particular things. I'm looking at the 17 that was rolled out. I'm looking at the 22 that were expecting to be able to come out. I'm hearing about these constituencies, such as the potential of Clifton being able to come to the forefront and possibly West Grand Bahama if there's another. You know, I'm listening and I'm watching. And I'm watching with great anticipation to be able to see exactly what's what coming out of these organizations. But it just doesn't feel for me. It doesn't seem like the organization that we expect. That's just what it is, man. You hate it, you love it, you lump it. It don't make a difference. You could cuss. It is not the organization of a group of men and women who got brain cells and understand how to do this thing. It is not the organization of a group of men and women who have done this before. It is not the organization of a group of men and women who have found victory before. This can't be how you did it before. This can't be. And now you're dealing with impressionable political minds. And all the best we can come up with of a defense is just being able to say, dismiss. Stop playing games. Defense. This kind of dismissive, flippant approach. This one ain't nobody. Well, who are you to say these people ain't nobody? Who are you? Who are you to make this determination that these people ain't nobody? Who are you? Let's take a telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
I'm good, man. What's happening?
Man, I was just listening to your response. Person was talking about the persons who are deciding to vote for either parties,
mm-hmm.
three separate parties. But you know, I had a conversation today, persons from, let's say, 21 to 31, young persons, and they asked me a question, in your day, what did you decide to vote for, let's say, the PLP or the FNM? Well, I said in my days, when they brought us two cases of soda and a ham and turkey, that was a vote for the PLP, right? But they're telling me they are intellectuals. They are looking at fact-checking these parties, and they are not easily swing because this person is saying that, this person is saying that. They are just observing, and they're making intelligent decisions on who they should vote for. So, I said that to say to you that the gentleman called earlier, these Bahamians today are different voters, especially the young voters, are different from my time. I'm in my 60s now, and beyond that, those ages. These are different times. So, the things that the politicians are doing now, they're going to have to be, I would say, more transparent on whatever they're proclaiming and they're saying. They're fact-checking. They're finding out what the real story is behind anything that these parties are projecting to convince them to vote for the party, you know? The question. So they are steady. They're not being swept away with emotions and all this thing about, I hear talking about the FNM, getting their issue, the PLP. No. They're not being, all they want to know is, before election, both parties have their candidates. And then they're going to examine each candidate, right, from the PLP, the FNM, and the COI.
I'd like to meet these people you're talking about.
Checking, you see? So that's what's going to happen. They're not being carried away to all this thing we're going on now.
I'd like to meet these people you're talking about. I appreciate that.
Their ages 21 to 31.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you so much for your telephone call.
So don't be moved by these things, man. There's a lot of the actors going on.
Thank you, man. I do appreciate that. I try to be able to move with at least statistical information and then the information about the culture that I know. Yeah, I don't want to be ruled by just sheer raw emotion. I want to be able to gauge it and tamper it with statistical information and the cultural information that I know based upon the rhythm of what existed prior. I always like to do that. I like to take my time in being able to do that. But I can tell you one thing as it relates to an intellect and the emotion. Emotions run raw, and it runs deep in the culture of who we are as a people. And it even gives us a caveat in the Word of God as we pray. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us. But deliver us. There has not represented or come forth. And so the temptation of falling deep into the rhythm of what exists and what you can see is a rich temptation. And so as you see these things, people could be able to intellectualize whatever they want. But when the Joe Beck, we love, when the rhythm hits you, and when the sodas, because the sodas ain't sodas no more, they may intellectually, they may want a charcuterie board. Praise Jesus. Okay? But the same concept of meat and wine is distributed in this kind of a portion. Yeah, things change and things shift in this country. Let's just have a real honest conversation and talk about what these things are and how these things are going. Let's see if we can be able to read this, a couple of these texts before we get out of here. Oh, it's 2 o'clock. All right, guys. Somebody says, who is this delusional Natasha? Somebody just texted us. It's Howard. Why is the government, Howard, governments are continuous. So when another party wins the election and stop, whether the losing party started, though I thought that both work out for the people. So I totally disagree with this idea of stopping what the other party started. Yeah, but that's what C. Allen indicated, that this concept and idea of being able to stop the downtown revitalization is something that they should have been able to consider. All right. All right, I want to thank you guys so much for being able to tune in with us today. Tomorrow we're going to be able to jam. Let me see if we can get Garth in here with us to be able to have a good conversation about where we are from a national standpoint. I thank you so much for being able to tune in with us today. And forgive me if I was a little sluggish. Like I tell you, I'm still catching myself. And I feel well. So I'm going to see you guys tomorrow. God spare our lives right here on The Foundation.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.